For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude. Revelation chapter 7, verse number 9. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations. Somebody say, all nations. Hallelujah. A great multitude of people that no one can number, of all nations, of all kindreds, of all people, of all tongues. Bible says, and they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, welcome to International Sunday, recognizing that this scripture that John saw when God opened his eyes to in heaven, to see what is in heaven, this is one of the things that he said, I saw, that people from all nations, today, whatever we have presented here, we are acknowledging the fact that God is a God of all nations. He's not a God of Ghana. He's not a God of England. He's not a God of Nigeria or China. He is the God of all nations. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that they all came on one single note. They came because of salvation. They cried loud, verse 10, with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which seated upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, about the elders, and they fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God. Nigerians worship God. Ghanaians worship God. Everybody worship God. And today, we are celebrating the beauty of the word of God, that all nations, all people, all kinds, doctors serve God, lawyers serve God, carpenters serve God, teachers serve God, all kinds of people. Hallelujah. They serve God. And so if you are alive and you think that, oh, it is only poor people who are serving God, then you are ignorant of the word of God. God has intention that everybody all over the world must serve him. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that they worship God. And what were they saying? Verse number 12. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory with them thanksgiving. Oh,
and Lord,
oh, Nigeria, lift up your hands. Chinese, international people, all over the world, lift up your voice and say,
blessings and glory and glory. Wisdom that's giving.
This is the common song that is sung by all.
Be us to our God forever, ever.
Sing it again.
Amen, amen, no.
Lift up your hands. Today, all Nigerians, all Ghanaians, all Chinese, all nations are before him. Yo, this is what we do in heaven. Just lift up your hands and worship him that sit upon the throne. The Bible said this all the people are doing in heaven. Whether you are Ghanaian, whether Nigerian, whether you are Togolese, whether you are Chinese, you are South African, whether you are English, whoever you are, this is what is done in heaven. This is what is done. This is what is done in heaven. Today we are celebrating the God of the whole world. We are celebrating our God. We are celebrating our God. Lift your voice and just worship him. Bible says, and they worship him. They worship him. Today we are here to worship our God. To worship our God. To worship our God. To worship him. Lift up your voice and just worship the Lord. This is the reason why we are here today, to celebrate the beauty in diversity. Forever, ever, say, power of my, power of my, be us to our God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you that today this scripture is revealed to us. It's manifested. For John said, I saw that people from all nations had gathered before you. And we thank you today, Lord, that we are here to celebrate this kind of thing that happened in heaven here on earth. And as we come before you and worship you, we know, Lord, your mighty power will touch our lives. You will strengthen us. You will heal us. You will deliver us from every oppression of Satan. And you glorify your name in our lives. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In the name of Jesus. And all the saints can say, amen. Clap your hands with the Lord. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to celebrate the goodness of God. You know, this service is to remind us that we are one in the sight of God. Amen. There is no difference between a Nigerian and a British as far as God is concerned. Amen. And so the institution of this International Sunday is to help us to understand that we are all one. in John 17, verse 11, one of the prayers Jesus prayed that they all may be one. That they all may be one. Jesus said, I leave my peace with all my people. You know, that they may be one as we are one. Eh? Uh-huh. He said that I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I came to thee. Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given to me, that they may be one as we are one. Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to understand that when we come to him, we are one. And everybody must learn how to respect everybody according to his or her. Because you were not born, you didn't choose which tribe you must be born into. It's not true. It is God who put you there. It doesn't mean that there is a difference between and me. Those who were born in Britain and they were made white, they didn't choose. Even though I see some black British people in front of me. Hallelujah. But we are all one in the sight of God. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be conscious of this. So that when you meet a brother, you don't just think about which family you come from, which tribe you come from, before you decide to show love. Because Jesus said that we should love one another. That's the greatest commandment. Love the Lord with all thy strength, thy might, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Because where we are going from here, there is no difference between any tribe. So Revelation is the last book of the Bible. And Bible says, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, that the revelation that God gave unto his, the revelation of Jesus Christ that he gave unto him to show to his servants. So God wants us to know that this is what is ahead of all of us. There is a place we are all going. And when we get there, we will know that we are all the same. Hallelujah. Amen. So, it is important for us, as we are celebrating, not only to restrict ourselves to our old traditions and our cultures into which we were born, and those things seem to have controlled our minds and our actions. So now it's very difficult for a sister, a Christian brother, to marry a Christian sister on the grounds of tribe. It's difficult to employ somebody to work on the grounds of a religion. A tradition. On the grounds of a country he comes from. When you are going to have a job, somebody's going to say, he is this country. You say, hey, then I have to be careful. Why do you have to be careful? Because we have allowed our cultures, our traditions, our country issues have affected us so significantly that we find it difficult to relate with one another. But in Christ, we are one. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So turn your Bible with me to Acts chapter number 17. In Acts chapter 17, I'm almost done with my message. Acts chapter 17. Because today we are only celebrating our unity in diversity. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. There are so much messages you have heard. Today is only a celebration. It's our International Sunday. We're only celebrating our unity in diversity. 17 verse number 23. You can start from verse 22. Now watch, Paul was speaking to the church in Athens. Bible said that then Paul stood in the midst of the mass hill. That the mass hill in Athens is like an open theater. It's like a church. He stood there and listened to what the Holy Ghost used his mouth to speak to the people. And he said, so when he said Paul stood in the midst of the mass hill, like I'm saying, is an open theater. He had gone to Athens as he was preaching. People wanted to hear, what message has he brought here? Are you here? So they wanted to know what he's carrying along as he goes about preaching the gospel. And he said that also the people organized for him to teach, speak the message he's carrying. And the Bible said, when Paul stood in the midst of the mass hill, he said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things, somebody say, in all things, you are too superstitious. So you see, Paul knew that human beings, we are always superstitious. Superstitious means that we have a certain understanding of religion. It's attached to our lives. Whether we serve Christ or we don't serve Christ, we are all, everybody is superstitious. Everybody serves something. Isn't that true? Everybody serves something. Politicians have some forces they serve. Some businessmen have some forces. When you are coming from a village, you used to serve a certain god. Isn't that true? So you see, we are all superstitious. Anytime we hear it, we are all, you see, especially Africans, we believe that everything has a cause. That is why when you go, you have an answer, you say that, hey, there's an old lady in the village who is doing you. Because it cannot be that. Why is it that everybody passed, only you didn't pass, and you are the one who are dead? That's how we call superstitious. We attribute things to spiritual forces. Isn't that true? How many understand what I'm saying? Now you see, so Paul is speaking to all of us. He said that, I see that as I pass through this town, I've seen that you people are too superstitious. Why is he saying that? Now, the next verse, read it. For as I passed by, I beheld your devotion. And I found an altar with this inscription. To the unknown God. In Ghana, everywhere you see, Nyamibe Chiresh Choba. Everything is aligned with God. Even when somebody is selling dogs, he says, oh, God will provide special dog provision. It's everything is really, is it not true? So you can see at the back of Trotro, Lotto Kiosk, everything we link it with God. Is it not true? That is what Paul said. When I passed through this, I saw the same thing. And so, see, people have a way to know God, but they don't know how to serve this God. Are you here? Go home. See, when I passed by, I saw that everywhere I passed, they have written something about God, 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 God. So one thing that touched me was that this one day he has written that to the unknown God. Say, how can he be an unknown God and you are worshiping? That means that you are worshiping a God you don't know. You don't have a certain revelation of who he is. And it's true, that is what is happening in our country. We seem to serve God, but we don't know who God we serve. To the unknown God. Many Christians, if we come to church, we hear the word of God. Tomorrow morning, we are going to collect bribe. It's not true. Yes, that's how the country is suffering. One international commissioner said that he can't believe that Ghana is a Christian country. He said he can't believe it. That if a country has 70% religious Christians, there should not be. I mean, you say Ghana should be one of the prosperous nations. Because if truly we know the God we serve, and we serve him according to his will, and we all practice what he commanded to do, then Ghana should be very a blessed country. But unfortunately, we will come to church Sunday and we all hear the word. Tomorrow morning, Jack, today we all go and do different things from what we heard. So it seems like we are serving an unknown God. So Paul said that as I found on the altar written to your name, God, whom, and he said that whom therefore you serve or you worship ignorantly. Someone say ignorantly. That means that you can serve God in ignorance. You seem to go to church all right, but you lack understanding of what who God is and what does God require of you to do. So he said, the one that you serve ignorantly, he is the one I am speaking knowledgeably to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Today I'm bringing the knowledge of the God that you serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It is him I declare to you. The next verse, watch. 14, 24. We are going to read the scripture and then we close. God, now he is explaining who this God is. The God that people say unknowingly, he said, he has revealed himself, so I know him. So I'm showing you who he is. Say, God that made the world and all things therein. So the first thing Paul is trying to explain that everything in this world was made by this great God. So when you know who he is, your attitude towards him will change. If God made the heavens and made the earth, what can't he make for you? Anything you need from him, you can be sure that he will provide for you. May you know God as the one who makes heaven and earth. And all things that is in this earth. All things means what? All things. Are you looking for a husband? God will provide. Do you need for money? God will provide. Do you want for job? God will provide. Do you want to travel? God will provide. Anything you need on this earth, there is a God who provides for you. So God made the heaven, the world, and all things therein. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you know God as the one that has proper? See, can you can see that we are ignorant of the fact that God is the one who made the heavens and all things therein. We look for the things therein, but we leave the God who made it. From today, may you know the God God. May God be your supplier of all things. Anything you are looking for on this earth, know that God is the one who made it. And he can give it to you. And it's better to serve that God knowingly than serve him ignorantly. And the reason why many of us serve him ignorantly is that we are looking for the things, but we don't know the one who made the things. But if you find that the person who made the things and you serve that God, you can get the things. From today, may you not look for things that is created on earth, but look for the one who provided for that, the one who created it. May you know that he's the one who created the things that you are looking for. Amen. Hallelujah. So he said that seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, he dwelleth not in the temples made with hands. Are you listening to Paul's preaching to you? You see, it was a revelation he was sharing. That God sits in heaven, and he dwelleth not in temples. It's the, when we say church, it's not just the building. God is interested in staying in you more than staying in the church. So you don't come to church to know God. You know God from within you. Hallelujah. How many are going to know God from within you? So that see, if you are a good person, I am a good person, we are all good people, and we gather in the church, we know what we are coming to worship. Hallelujah. So God, he dwelleth not in temples. So when we say Christian, not that because you come to church, that makes you a Christian. It is your lifestyle that determines whether you know God or you don't know God. Somebody say, my lifestyle. When people see you, can they see that they have met God? Or they should only come and see you in church dancing before them. Oh, sorry, we're a Christian. We didn't know that you were a Christian. Hey, sister, wait. What's up? Obama wants to read me. Obama wants to read me. And he won't look at crabby cry. Fun, also in a mini pay. But when he come to church, the building, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ooh, and a bugger. Hey, sister, with me buttons, I said, I'll be out of this room. ba wo firi hana duro abontinya obia kura nim sa wo ka ton so problem. Especially when you join your friends in the world. That is why Paul said that you are serving an unknown God. That if you say you are a Christian and nobody even know it in your room, even your office, maybe I will be a Christian, so a Christian, that you don't know God. Because God doesn't dwell in the temple. He's not a God who dwelleth in the temple made by hands. He dwelleth in you. He wants to stay in you. And people see you and say, that is a Christian sister going. That is a Christian brother going. May you know God as the God who stays inside you. Many of us, you are driving God inside us because of our attitude and our behaviors. So God is not in you. He is in the church building, but he's not in you. May he be inside you. For God wants to dwell in you, not you. Doesn't want to dwell in the church. Hallelujah. The next one, see verse 25. He says, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything. See, many of us, we think that it's that when I come to church, this pastor will take my money. These pastors who have come, see, they just take people's money every day, correction, every day, offering, every day, another prophet, every day. I mean, all kind of this church, every day, like that. He said, God is not worshipped with man's hands. Not the little in your hands is the reason why you are coming to worship God. Your money is something small for him. He doesn't need it. God doesn't need your money. If you think that your offering is the reason why you are serving God, say God is not worshipped with man's hands. What man can give to God? What a man can give to God? How much do you have that you want to give to God? To change God? How much do you think, even me as a pastor, would you give to me to change my lifestyle? So you see that we don't come to church just because of offering or because of giving. God is not interested. Was it seeing that he needed nothing? Seeing that he rather give us life and breath and all things. May you know that God is the one who gives you the breath of life. When you acknowledge the fact God is the one who gives me breath to breathe. Say, my son of a prayer, may one cry, now may one wonder, may who me, may they quack or something. He giveth breath. He giveth life. He giveth life. If you want to live for long, you serve God because you look for life. No, you serve God because you are looking for money. Life comes from him. So when you wake up in the morning, say, this life that God has given to me, I'm going to use it to serve him. It means that you know God. But if you have life and you can't recognize God in your life, that he giveth you life and breath and all things. As you are here, somebody's in the hospital struggling to breathe. You know, yesterday or 3 days ago, one of my church members called me and said, my sister is in difficulty, can't breathe. She can't breathe. Pastor, can you pray for me? I said, where are you? Say, I'm here. I said, where is your sister? I said, my sister is also somewhere. I said, okay, is there anybody there that I can use as a point of contact and pray for the sister there? So they gave me, I said, give my number to your sister. The somebody is to call me so that I pray for your sister. He sent my number to the person. The person called me. And I had to pray and show her what to do. And when I finished prayer, and I asked her to do some water or so, gave the instruction that take some water, lift it up, let me pray over it. Give it to her to drink. I pray over it. Yesterday, she called me and said, Pastor, thank you. My sister cannot breathe. She cannot breathe. She cannot breathe. See, you think that life, it is God who has given you breath. To be able to breathe is a blessing. You sit to serve God. Hallelujah. And from an Yakupadia Ma O Homeno, Aisha. I won't say Yamina Ma or Sam Framano. Tina also, I'll do a bravo diagrono. I don't think I said, nose, air off. And I'm going to say, I won't go, we are saying, Nipom Tiavias. Yesterday, a lot of people had air offs. They were buried on the ground. And so when you are alive, learn that it is God who has given you breath, life, and everything you have. Even the thing, your hair band you have put, it is God who gave it to you. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God doesn't need you to serve him with what you can give to him. He's just serving because you recognize that he has given me life, he has given me breath, and he has given me all things. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you going to serve God because you recognize that there's a God who has given you life? He has given you what? Breath. And he has given you all things. My sister, what's your name? Dede. Dede. Not Dede. 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 How do you spell it? Capital D-E. D-D-E-H. Which country do you come from? Britain. Liberia. Oh, why don't you recognize Liberians today? Welcome, sister. Wow. See, we are talking about God of all nations. Dede. It's a very beautiful name. So you see, your name, Dede, your face, your hair, your hairstyle, your dress, your shoe, your everything, you remember that it is this God who has given to me, and I will use it to serve him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, the next verse says what? And has made, now listen, this is a line I want you to know. Bible says, he has made of one blood all nations. He has used one blood. Somebody say one blood. One blood. He has made people from all nations. So we see, when you see a Nigerian, if you like, cut him and see what blood will come out from him. Whether his blood is different from a Ghanaian blood. Does a white man's blood different from a black man's blood? See, that is where you see that God is the one who worked all our lives. Bible said that he has made of one blood all nations of men, and for to dwell on all the faces of the earth. So whether you are living in London, you are living in America, you are living in the, it is the same God who has used just one blood to create different class of people, and he has chosen to spread us on different platforms on the ground. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So see, Paul is explaining that he has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all faces of the earth. And he has determined the times appointed and the boundaries of their habitations. See, that is why if you live in this world without knowing God, you are a fool. See, because God is showing that where you are living, he created that place. England was created by God. America was created by God. Nigeria was created by God. Togo was created by God. Ghana was created by God. Every part of the world, it is his creation. That's what Paul, see, it takes a spiritual person with divine revelation to know that there is no difference between the one who lives in America and the one who lives in Ghana. As far as God is concerned, it is one blood that he has used to create different class of people. And he has chosen to spread this onto different places. Different places. Are you here? Go home. That is why you cannot serve, stop serving God. So because I moved from Ghana to US, now I don't serve God again. You are the most stupid person you are talking to. Because he has shown. Look, it's Acts chapter 17, verse 26. Never forget this scripture. Never forget this scripture. The Bible says, he has made of one blood different men. That's the creation of God. That's you are here. Some people are fair. Some people are black. Some people are short. Some people are tall. Some people are fat. Some people are slim. Huh? You ask us, how did you make your, how did you find that your body is like this? How did you define, it is God who created it. But whatever your figure is, the same blood is what is working in your life. It's not the same breath you need to breathe. It's not the same life you need to use to live your life. So is it not the same shoe we all wear or dress we wear? But you see, God has in his own wisdom, has created different people. And the Bible says he has determined their times. That means that appointed, the times appointed. As you are sitting there, God has determined how many days you are going to live on earth. He knows that you are living in Ghana, and he knows how many days you are left to live on the rest of this life. The Bible says he has determined the times before appointed. He has appointed times for everybody wherever you are living. It's like God having a special friend, it's an identity card or national identity or world identity. Mr. Sante, he knows your location. And he has allocated a number of days you are going to live on earth. When your time comes, you cannot cross the barrier. Because he needs you in heaven to come and answer. Then when he gave you chance there to be a librarian, what have you used this life that I've given to you? What did he used to do? Come and sit down. We are going to talk. One on one. We talk. Are you here? Go home. Am I bringing somebody over here? Wherever you live, he said that he has determined everybody by where you live. And he has a number of days that have been determined for you. Some of us, maybe you are left some few days to die. You may know. Oh, yes. You may never know. That is why you need to be conscious of this God. And know, serve him with knowledge that as you are here, Krano, you don't even know how many days are left for you to finish on earth. He has determined the times appointed and the boundaries of your habitations. He has determined that you may travel to Nigeria, travel to Togo, and travel to US, and travel there. After that, you won't travel anymore. Asa. Your barrier has been determined. Before you were born, he knew how many days you are going to live on earth. He knows your boundary. That is why see, you have to live a life by not comparing yourself to another. Because everybody has his boundary. Some people, they have to travel before things turn. But some people, if you travel, that's the end of your life. Because you'll be crossing your boundary. You'll be crossing your boundary. And when you cross your boundary, that's the end of you. Like magic chalk and ants. Ants can play around the cycle. The day it tries to move a little step forward, at the end of him. In Judges chapter 16, Bible says that Samson was supposed to be in Israel, in Jerusalem. The day he chose to cross the barrier to go to Philistine, that's the end of Joseph's life. He just crossed. He was supposed to marry an Israelite. But he crossed the barrier. And he went to Gaza. Of the Philistines. That was the end of his life. There's a barrier for you. Be careful where you are crossing to. Be careful whom you are giving your life to marry. Some of you marry wrong person. That's the end of your life. You cross because you shouldn't have married that person. But you chose to cross the line. You are a believer. God said, don't cross over to unbeliever. Said, that's the man I love. You follow your heart. You cross the line. Your boundary is over. And that will be the end of you. May you not lose this spiritual identity, that demarcations of your life. There is a demarcation. I'm showing you by scriptures. They said that God has determined the bounds of their habitations. The day you leave this church, that may be the end of you. Everybody has a place. That is why when you God place you, be careful you don't move out. Be careful. He has determined your boundaries of your habitations. Hey! I'm reading New Testament, not Old Testament. New. This is Paul. He said, Athens, hear me. This is preaching. He said, know that this God we are talking about, he is the one who used one blood to create everybody. He's the one who has shown us which part of the country you should live. He's the one who has determined how many years you are going to live on earth. So if you say you are serving on and even as I'm preaching, some of you can see that you before you came here, you were serving an unknown God. You didn't know that this is how God is. He has determined your boundary. Now watch the next verse. You haven't finished. When I finish reading, then the service is over. I'm not preaching. I'm just showing how Paul preached to the world. He's playing. Then he said, that they should seek the Lord. Everybody, everywhere must start looking for God. You want Nigeria? Start looking for God. Togolese, start looking for God. Beautiful girl, start looking. South Africa, start looking for God. Because it is God who has determined everybody's boundary. They said, they should seek. They should seek. Tell your neighbor, you must seek for the Lord. You must seek for the Lord. No matter which part of the world you are living, you must seek for the Lord. If you are in UK, you must seek for the Lord. Because God is the one who has put you there with one blood. That they should seek the Lord. Because sometimes it is easier where you live to seek God. That's why it is easier for me. I'm a Ghanaian. Preaching to you, a Ghanaian, it's easier for you to receive. If a white man talks to you, you won't understand anything. But at least you have a Ghanaian pastor who is preaching to you. It's easier for you to relate to him and seek the Lord. Everybody has somebody God will use you to help you to seek the Lord. The ultimate purpose of living is to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. That they should seek the Lord, if happily they may feel after him and find him, though he may not be far from every one of us. Hallelujah. The next one, verse 28. For in him we live. Say, in him I live. So when you move out of him, you don't live anymore. In him we live and have our being. In him we live, and in him we move, and in him we have our being. As certain of your own poets says unto you that we are all offsprings of God. So Paul was saying that even among your own tradition, you can see people use poem to say that we are all children of God. Isn't that true? They recognize that they belong to God. Just that they are serving a God who they don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. In him we live, we move, and have our being. The next one, God, see it. For as much as then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone or graven by art and man's device. Say, Nyamina, ye kanasana, Nyamina, ye di ye nwini no. And he said, oh, in your village, oh, na nabia ko twa dwie bi no asene ho. And wa bono no di why no, a friend say. Abodua ba bi dia say, where ni ye nyankopon a? That's not the God. God is not like that. The God we are talking about, who give you life and give you everything, he is not a God who is made in the form of gold or silver or image or stone. That's not the God. So if you somebody is introducing to a stone that this is our God, when you are someone you sum no nti yanko sum no, can say that is not the God that I know. Who is going to judge me? Who has determined the number of days I have to live? Hallelujah. Are you here, God? We ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, unto silver or stone, or graven by the art and man's device. Remember when Aaron was forced to make a molten image? God told Abraham and Moses, said, go. The people are serving a foolish God. They say, this is a God who brought us out of Egypt. God said, you are a fool. Kill all of them because they are stupid. They have left me and they are serving something else. Don't allow anybody to force you to serve any other God. They are ignorant of the true God. That's why I'm giving the scripture. When you go, just read the scripture to the person. So anybody who serves idol, you must remember that God's judgment will go against you. Whether you are Nigerian, whether you are South African, whether you are a British, or you are a Chinese. Yes, those of you who came from China. There are other gods that they serve. And that's how you go and see that their statue, they are like this. And they are worshiping. And the scripture said that God we serve, that give us, it say, he is not served, he's not an image. God is not an image. Tell them about God is not an image. You can't worship an image and say you are serving God. Hallelujah. Amen. The next verse. And the times of this ignorance, God winked at. But now, he has commanded all men everywhere to repent. That is why we are saying that. Are you here, Rome? I'm home battery. That said that everywhere. That's that. Remember, we started from saying that it's out of one blood he has made people from, and he has spread us in different places. Remember that sentence. So he said that God has seen that in the times when people didn't know this truth that he's the only one God. When you committed those sins, he didn't look at it carefully. But now that he's teaching you, now that Obunanigu nemos because now win him. Now I'm teaching. God sent me to teach you that from today you cannot serve any other God. For in the days of your ignorance, God overlooked it. But this time round, by sending me to come to teach you this message on this International Sunday, that all over the world, anywhere you are, you belong to God, and God is the one who put you there. This time, you cannot say that you won't serve this God. Because he said that if you're done, that time you're, but now he has commanded that every man living everywhere should repent. That's why I came to you today. That whoever you are, you have to repent from serving other gods. Bosumbi awa sumu no anasa uda sumu no no. Nyako pose say wa nyaya. Have you seen that repent? They are here. They come colon. Have you seen colon? It just and some eba na no shi. Catch you when I say tie ni eba na no shi. She ni eba ni ye bi wa na tie ni eba ni ye. Nyako pose say hone hia pa. Tin wa say sakya wa dwini ansa na sa ne ma ya ba. Sanyama we never bow so one such a wadra. First, Nana wouldn't say, Namia Bacon and Yakupon, Amaya TBS in United, out to land, so Zulamina. Yakup was so a cat, I said, says no wound, but I said, what to preach, idiot, Jack? So what to preach, and me preachy? Say, free no crew, who's our cousins, how Bosomona? Shani Abaso, Shani Abaso, catch your own as a part of challenge. Men, be a one, listen to what is coming. What is coming? You are Togolese, you are a Chinese. What is coming? Watch what is coming, verse 31. Are you hearing? Because he has appointed a day. He has done what? Can we all read together? Because what? He has appointed a day in which he will do what? Judge the world in righteousness. By the man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, that in he that is raising from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, Paul is saying that, there is a day appointed for everybody to be judged. Whether you are Togolese, you are Nigerian, you are in America, you are in Brazil, you are in Turkey, wherever you live, God put you there. But he wants you to know him and repent from your sin. So that when this day comes, he has given us Jesus Christ. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, he has assured everybody that if you confess with your mouth and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you shall be saved. Wherever you live, it's a common denominator. You shall be saved. So he said that the man whom he had ordained, he's talking about Jesus Christ, that he has ordained Jesus as the high priest. Now, when you confess him as your Lord and your personal Savior, you shall be saved. Whoever you are in whichever country you live, the common denominator. That's why they say that in Revelation chapter 7, they sang a song and said that salvation is to our God. Salvation has no color. Salvation is not restricted to any tradition. Salvation is unto all nations of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is speaking through me to you. That he has chosen to spread us in different places. Today, as International Sunday, we are recognizing the fact that there is a South Africa, there are South Africans, there are British, there are Chinese, there are Nigerians, there are different people all over the world. But there is nothing that separates us. As far as God is concerned, we are one people. Out of one blood, he made all of us. And the only thing he is expecting from us, that we should repent and surrender our lives unto Jesus. When we do that, wherever you are living, his hand shall reach you. And he will support you. He will protect you. He will keep you. He will ensure that on the day of judgment, he will remember the blood that you accepted. Because he has given us, the Bible says, he has given assurance. Assurance unto all men. That if you can believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you stop serving those other gods who are not gods, but we bow before them every day, you'll be saved. So on the day of judgment, when you sit on the throne, Bible says in 2 Corinthians, write that as the last scripture. Write it down, everybody write the scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Tell your neighbor, please write it. I can't see your hand writing. Young man, write it. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. That's the last scripture I'm ending. 2 Corinthians 5, 10. Are you there? He says what? Can we all read together? 1, 2. He says what? For we must. Say number. We must. That says, only option. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And that everyone may receive the things done in his body. What you have used your body to do? Ask your neighbor, this is your body. What have you used to do? Hey! What have you used this body to do? As you are sitting nicely before me, what have you used this body to do before? Hey! The sisters don't want to lift up their head because what they have used their body to do, pa, in SMP, you see, your television friends in SMP TV, in SMP, there are a lot from the day your eye opened till now. According to what you have done with the body, whether it be good or it be bad. Put your hand to your hand and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh Lord, have mercy upon me. What my body has done, pardon the Lord, if you are judging me by what I've used my body to do, then Lord, I have no hope. Oh, I have no hope. So help me, Lord, to receive Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior. Stand to your feet and pray that prayer. Say, Lord, on this International Sunday, I've come to know that it is only one blood that you have made to create all people from the earth. Wherever I am living, whoever I am, I'm a fante, I am a guy, I am this. It is by one blood you have chosen to make me. And you want me to use my body and serve you. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lift up your voice. Everybody pray. Pray that you are, it's not by accident that you are in Nigeria. It's not by accident that you are a guy, you are a Ghanaian, or it's not by accident that you are a Briton. Whoever you are, it is God who put you there. by his divine wisdom. Lift up your voice. And he said that, I want all men to seek the Lord and find God and repent of their sins. Because if you don't do that, all shall appear. There is a day appointed. And you don't want me to fall short. You say, those who believe in shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. I want to appear before you, O Lord, justified by the blood of Jesus. Without the blood of Jesus, there is no way I can stand before you. Lift up your voice and pray to the Lord. And say, Lord, have mercy upon my soul. Let your blood cleanse and wash me. And make me a different person in your sight. Oh Lord, now I know that in the days of my ignorance, you winked at me. But now you have made it known to me that I cannot serve any other God but to serve you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to us. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. Maybe somebody invited you here. Obi leto nsa frɛ wo. Na wonnim sɛ sɛ nyame baako no, ɔno a na de adua sase de hodo so. Na nim de ɔnhu ntonsue bia. Adea baako na ɔde agya yɛn sɛ ɔma ne bɛda ba Jesus so bewu ɔma wu no nyɛ mfiri bɔne, because bɔne na yɛ wo yɛ tu mu ti da bia bɔne ahyɛ yɛ ma. Nemu ɔma yɛ bɔhyɛ sɛ Yesu Kristo no ɔma ne bɛwu yɛ sɛ yɛ wo gyidie wo ne mu ne yɛ gyi na sɛm di ne yɛ pɛm ka yɛ bɔne a. God wants to reconcile you through the blood of Jesus. This is the assurance that he has given to us, to all men, including you. All men. All men. Today, whoever you are in whichever country you come from, to all men living on all the earth, an assurance is given to you that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, you shall be saved. So that when you appear before the judgment seat on the appointed day, you can stand justified because of the blood. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. I want to give your life to Christ. Ma unsako sram no mumpa. Pastor, yes, Christ, umboja na beti oho. Nani ya udu ni pedwia ye no. Umpasi na medeba ya unkaye na duwa ko oseye mo. You don't want God to remember what you have used your body to do. It takes only the blood to wipe away the sins. Without the shed the blood, there is no remission of sin. But thank God that whatever you have done with your body, from the day you were born to date, it can be erased completely in the sight of God through the assurance of salvation in Christ. Today, lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you. God bless you. Now God bless you. Lift up your, don't close. Everybody close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Don't disturb somebody's decision. Close your eyes. Please, you know in your heart. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please take a step of faith. Come. If your hand is lifted up, come. Let me pray with you. Come. Young man, come. Whoever you are, please come. Mommy, come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come. Come and give your life to Christ. All your sins will be washed away. All nations, the same God. All nations, by the same God. The same God. The same God. The same God. All nations, different nations, by one God. Different nations, by one God. Come. Come. Yes. 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 Thank you. Come on. Unto Jesus. He has given us the assurance. There is an assurance in Christ that you can be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen. Some of you gave your life to Christ some years ago. But the Bible is not saying that those who gave their lives. It said those who have used their bodies. What you have used your body to do is what is going to judge you, whether it be good or it be bad. This is a simple judgment that God has for everybody. I don't think you will hear this message and go back and want to indulge your body into sinful things again. Or you have already polluted your holiness some years ago. You have taken God for granted for far too long. But God said that you don't know the number of days determined against you. Determined appointed time. Don't think that you can live to 250 years, 70 years. It's not everybody who will get to that far. The only assurance is that in Christ you can live and move and have your being. But outside Christ, your days are numbered. Today the Lord says, I should remind you. Don't think that you are too young. Don't think that, oh, it's too early to give your life to Christ. There is a day determined. And as you pass by, you know, Paul was passing by Athens. And the Holy Spirit showed him that these people's heart is serving a certain God that is not me. Can you explain to them who I am to? Today, God sent me here to explain to you who he is. What you have been serving with your life is not God. And you have to change your life now and return to God and surrender to God. God has everything you are looking for out there. It is in him. Come back to Christ. Come back to him. For your days are determined. And you'll be shocked how short they are. But today God said, my sister, my brother, it's time for you to decide and save your life from destruction. When Samson was going into cross the line of his boundary onto Gaza, he didn't know that he was shortening his days. Because what he went to get himself involved brought his eye out, brought his life short. He died as if he was not anointed. He died as if he was not a Christian. He died as if he didn't know that God is the God who gives life. And he chose his own life and he lost those life. But today God said, I should speak to you, my daughter, my son. Don't choke with your life. It's time for you to return to your father. Wake up from wherever you are. Come and join the club. Come and join. Come. Come, because your days are in danger. You may be listening to me, please. Your days is not yours. God is the one who has determined it. And you don't know how many days are left. How many days are left? David said that, teach me how to number my days, that I can apply my heart to wisdom. I want you to begin to apply your heart to wisdom, which is the fear of God. That I cannot do this against God, because I don't know how many days I'm left. For me to be called to sit upon my throne, the throne, whether to sit upon my seat of judgment, what I've used my body to do, whether it be good or it be bad, I know what I've used this body to do. That it is, I've used it to do bad. And when I sit on that seat, that will be the end of me. Today, God says, knocking at your heart, that you cannot run away anywhere that he doesn't know who you are. Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and all those who live in it. Any part of the world that you are living and you want to run away, he is there. You better seek him before you go out there. Come, my daughter. Come, my son. I'm speaking. The Lord is speaking. Say, come to me. Come to me. My assurance is that I will deliver you from the devil. Don't allow your feelings to drive you. Like some say, allow his feelings. The people say, the parents say, some say, can't you find a husband, wife here? He said, no. I love her. I love her. I love her. And he crossed his boundaries. And that was the end. The love he went to chase was the love, the one that caused his death. The very thing he ran away to look for was the cause of his death. But today God said, my sister, my son, my daughter, you don't need to cross the line. Come back to me. For in Jerusalem is safety. You move out of Jerusalem to Jericho, armed robbers are about to destroy your life. Come to me. Please, I cry. I cry. Come to me. Come to me. Come to the Lord. Come. Say this after me, everybody. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. today to know that you are God of all nations, of all people, of all kindred, of all languages. I can't run away from you, Lord. Everywhere in the world, it is you who have distributed people over there. And where can I go, Lord, that you cannot see me? Where can I hide that you cannot find me? How long can I keep my sins that I will not be judged before you? So today, I humble myself and come to you to surrender my life to you. Say, Jesus, I know you came to die, to shed your blood for sinners. And today, I acknowledge my sin before you. Please let your blood wash away all my sins and make me a new person in you. Your word says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let all things, Lord, become new in my newfound life in you. Give me your spirit to love you, to serve you, to fear you, to acknowledge you in all my ways, so that you would direct my path in the years ahead. Thank you for the year that has been determined for me. Let me walk in wisdom to serve you all the days of my life. Till you call me to eternity, let my feet not slip the way, but let me walk on your path of righteousness for your name's sake. Say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me salvation in Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, are you clapping your hands to the Lord? Father, thank you for these precious souls. Establish them in you mightily. Let them become trees of righteousness that will bring forth fruit of the Spirit. Use them, Lord, as pillars and as trees to prosper their lives, and let others be prospered because of their salvation in you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you. So be.